Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Clan Chat, the locker room, as we move on to the next member of the Glasgow Clan team that will take to the ice in Elite League action in the forthcoming season. I'm Craig Anderson, and in this episode I spoke to left winger Josh Grattan, a 35-year-old experienced player with spells in NHL and KHL under his belt. So let's introduce you to Josh, and the first thing I asked was what we can expect from him on the ice for Glasgow Clan.
You know what, it's just coming in with be a positive role model for a lot of the younger guys and bring some leadership and a little team toughness and just make sure everybody feel a little more comfortable around there.
As I say, a lot of experience. North America, you've played in Russia. More recently, you've played in the Czech Republic and France. So why was the UK the right move for you this time?
I've always had an interest in going with UK. It's just never turned out that way. And then I got an opportunity to talk with the coach here in Brayhead, or Glasgow, I guess it is now.
I was looking there. I noticed your brother is Brad Grattan. He was a former Edinburgh Capitals coach. He had an experience at the club. It didn't end too well for one reason or another. But I'm sure he had some positive experiences in the UK. Did that help in any factor?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. Edinburgh. The situation wasn't too good for him. But he said all positive things about the league, and everybody I talked to had all positive things to say about the league. It's turning into more of a skilled and not just a grinding league. There's lots of good skilled players coming from all over the world there. So it's the credibility of the league is definitely gaining a lot of exposure out there now.
And what sort of due diligence did you do before deciding to sign with Glasgow? What did you do by way of research and look into what you were coming to?
I had a couple good chats with guys around the league and guys that played for the coach, Coach Russell there, and me and Coach, like I said, me and Coach Russell had a really good chat. It was a long chat, and then we took a couple days to, I talked it over with my family here and my agent, and we figured that it was going to be the best fit to come to Glasgow, and I'm excited. I'm very excited to meet the guys on the team and the fans. I've heard nothing but good things about the city and the fans, so it's an exciting time for me and my family.
And what is it you want to do when you're over in Glasgow, other than play hockey, of course? Are you a sightseeing kind of guy? Is there anything about the city you want to try and explore while you're here?
I'm definitely going to tour around. I don't know a whole lot about the city, so I know a lot about history, about Scotland, and golf courses, and golfing, and everything like that. So I'm sure I'm going to make my way around Scotland, that's for sure.
And it's not too long until you guys get here and start preparing for the summer series games.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be there probably within the next 10 days is the plan. Right now we're just waiting off for my visa to come in and get ready. It's nice to get over there and get right into games instead of having all that long training camp. At least you get right into the games and get some action and get to see what it's all about right off the bat.
And what have you made of the reaction you've had from the Purple Army in response to your signing? They're quite excited. A guy of your caliber is coming here.
I've had great responses from the fans. A lot of people reaching out to me and all positive. I'm excited to strap on the skates and play in front of these fans. They seem very passionate.
And of course, that first game's coming up very soon. Are you at the stage of the year now where you just want to get on the ice now and start playing?
Yeah, more or less. I just started skating over here the last little while, and now that come August, we'll ramp it up a bit. But it'll be good to get into Glasgow and be around the guys and just get used to the team and the arena and everything like that. So it's coming quick, and it's an exciting time.
So that's it. Thanks for listening to this Clan Chat vignette as we build up to the new season. Don't forget to subscribe to Clan Chat through Audioboom, iTunes and Spotify. And if you want to leave a review about this or any edition, feel free to do so. All feedback is welcome. Get the latest news and ticket information from Glasgow Clan by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. I'll be back with another interview, so on behalf of myself, Craig Anderson and producer Stuart Priest, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.